Regan with Nesting Those Realty, powered by eXp Realty here in Asheville, North Carolina, where my team and I are helping dozens of people relocate to the Asheville area. Living in Asheville podcast, just like my YouTube channel, is all about living, breathing, going to school, having babies, different neighborhoods, different parts of town, different towns around Asheville, everything you need to know about living and moving to the Asheville area. If you need help relocating to Asheville, North Carolina, reach out to me and my team. Our contact information is down in the description. So yes, Asheville has been super popular and had a huge influx of people, especially in this past 2.5-3 years. And while that is true, nobody really talks about the fact that there are a lot of people who cannot wait to leave Asheville or who had already left Asheville.
It's just a big town in the mountain for retirees and, I hate to say it, but kind of hippie type people. You know, people who brew beer or people who work in the hospital.
So let's get this out of the way. Maybe I'll save you some time, money, energy, and you will decide whether or not this area is for you based on the 3 main reasons why people decide to leave Asheville. At the end of the video, I will share a little bonus feedback that I got from some of the people I know and why they decided to leave Asheville on top of those main 3 reasons. Reason number 1, jobs. And not just jobs, but a lack of jobs. And not just a lack of jobs, but a lack of high-paying jobs in the Asheville area. And I mean, it hasn't been a secret. I talked about it in my previous videos, how we do not really have a lot of job opportunities and opportunities to grow your career. Main industries or main sources of jobs in the Asheville area come from tourism and hospitality industry, medical field, Buncombe County Board of Education, and some advanced manufacturing. Although the last one will change slightly, or maybe not slightly, Pratt & Whitney's coming to town and it's going to provide a lot of jobs for a lot of people. In other words, there's not a lot of job opportunities or a lot of high-paying job opportunities. I used to be an X-ray tech. I graduated from a local college in 2011, and for a whole year, I could not find a job. I mean, it was a simple X-ray tech position that I could not get anywhere in the area. And for the whole year, my husband and I were thinking about relocating to a different part of the state just to be able to get a job. I mean, I went to college. Yes, it was only a 2-year college, but still, I was not able to get a job. Luckily, at the end of the first year after college, I got a position at Asheville Radiology. It was a struggle. A lot of people from my class never gotten a job and were forced to either change a career or move away. So that's my personal experience. That just goes to show you how it can be a tough, even though medical is one of the top job providers in the area. If you lose a job as a professional in Asheville, where are you gonna go? There's not a whole lot of other options, so a lot of people are forced to move somewhere else. Also, jobs here do not pay as much, and that brings me to reason number 2, cost of living. The cost of living in Asheville, again, it has not been a secret. I talked about it before. In fact, I have a whole video about the cost of living in Asheville, although it is due for update. Cost of living has always been high, and it's not just about prices, house prices and utility prices and stuff like that. How much you get paid and how much of that you spend on housing and the cost of living. So Asheville has never been known to have a reasonable cost of living. If you don't have a high paying job here in the Asheville area, a lot of people just cannot afford to stay in the area. In the past, 2-3 years, a lot of people who are renting saw massive jumps in the rent. And how can you afford staying in the same apartment in the same house when your rent jumps $300, $400 out of nowhere? And I mean, it's of course it's not out of nowhere. There's a lot of factors that go into it, you know, the economy, and it's not just isolated to Asheville, but here because the job problem and the cost of living make it even tougher to stay in the area. Now, I know that this huge migration of people all over the country, not just in the Asheville area, was also made possible because a lot of jobs went online. So we have a lot of people moving here because they now work online. They are not dependent on brick and mortar location or a location. As long as they have internet, they can work anywhere else. People choose the option to live here because they can live anywhere since their job is now fully online. I also know some instances when people actually moved here, the position that they got here in the local hospital here was actually paid them more than wherever they were before. They work less, they get paid more. So again, it's all about perspective. It's not black and white. Maybe these are not the valid reasons for you to not move here, not come here, move away from here, but this is more of a generalization why a lot of people who are moving out of Asheville, those are the reasons why they do that. And reason number three is politics. And I've described Asheville in the past in my other videos as the same way as some people describe Austin, kind of like a blueberry in a red area, meaning that Asheville is a democratically inclined city. Everything outside of Asheville will be opposite of Asheville. You know, I know a lot of people moved out of Asheville to all the neighboring smaller towns just because they would not agree with Asheville's politics, Asheville's local government, and what they've been doing. So people move outside of Asheville, all these different surrounding towns, which I have a video about. I'm gonna put it up, link it up there, and also in the description, because it's opposite of Asheville, but you still have a lot of benefits that this area offers, like outdoors and stuff like that. Now, some people end up having to move completely out of the area and sometimes to a different state altogether. And they don't necessarily want to live in a small town around Asheville. They want to live in a similar size town or bigger. And there's really no other options right next to Asheville in the same region, in the region of Western North Carolina. So they move somewhere else. And let's get to the bonus part. This comes straight from somebody I personally know, and I asked her why they ended up moving from the Asheville area. One of the main things was work. Take a listen on what she has to say, what other reasons made them move away from Asheville.
Is not very culturally diverse. I mean, there was a big Russian population and a big white population, but that was it. Like, very few black people, very few cultural differences. It's very white. It was very white. You know, it would be rare to go to a restaurant and see a black family sit next to you, or an Asian family, or an Indian family, or, you know, anything. It's very white. You know, we have friends from all different races and ethnicities here that we did not have in Asheville. So it totally opened your horizon better here, too. We didn't realize it until we left how void Asheville is of culture.
So there you have it. This is not just coming from me, not just what I am telling you, but this is literally what somebody sent me in a voice message when I asked her why they moved. Some of the things that I covered in my previous videos, pros and cons is one of them, 18 things to know about Asheville, and some other videos where I shared this information that Asheville is not that diverse, racially speaking, if you look at statistics. So just kind of consider all the different angles, look at and talk to other people. Again, I'm encouraging everyone to join different Facebook groups, local Facebook groups, and ask people. You know, I mean, sometimes you don't even need to ask them. You can just look around, read other people's comments, other people's posts, and you can get an idea what it's like to live anywhere and to get an answer to any of your questions, any specific questions that you might have. If you want to go back and watch some of the videos that I mentioned that I've done before about cost of living and pros and cons of living in the Asheville area, or some other videos, some other playlists, I'm gonna link them up right here and also in the description. Thank you for listening. Do not forget to hit the follow button and leave us a review to help this podcast grow. You can also watch the videos on my YouTube channel. The link to it will be in the description. Reach out if you need any kind of help relocating to the Asheville area, and I will talk to you next time.